And Pastor Philip will bring us God's message. With the title, A Blind Beggar.
Good morning.
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
Father, again, we thank you for your grace that brings us here to worship you. Father, we thank you for the sun that shines upon us. We thank you for its warmth. For it reminds us of the grace that you pour and shine upon us. Father, help us to be strengthened by your Spirit. To help us to realize that it is you who fills us. It's your power that fills our spirit. And enables us to live life for you. Father, may your word speak to our hearts today. Open our minds. To see you clearly. Take away the distractions of the day. Open our hearts to be receptive to your word. To realize the grace you desire us to receive. And to open our arms to embrace you. Father, we pray that your Spirit will sanctify our worship. Make all that we do pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Today we're continuing Jesus' journey towards Jerusalem. They're getting closer. They're about 15 to 18 miles away from in the town of Jericho. Yes, they're in the town of Jericho. And as they were leaving the town of Jericho, they're crossing the gates of the city. On the road, there's a blind beggar that cries out to Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, first we're going to look at this blind man's journey to Christ. We don't know a lot of details about this blind man. But we do know one thing that is very unique about the Gospels, and especially about Mark.
If
you remember, most of the miracles, they don't really give a name of the person. Many of those people who have been healed and cured are nameless. But Mark makes a very distinct choice here. He gives this person's name. This blind beggar, his name is Bartimaeus. Now his name actually very simple. It means the son of Timaeus. No, but we do not know much about Bartimaeus other than his name. We know that he's been blind for a while. And he is there constantly begging for alms. And in his blindness, he's condemned to a world of darkness and poverty. He's reduced to a life of beggarhood.
Beggarhood. But somehow he hears about Jesus. You know, Mark doesn't tell us exactly how. But it seems likely and probable. Because he's sitting near the exit of Jericho entrance. He hears a lot of travelers talking about Jesus. Everybody who's coming in and out of the city, they're all talking about this wonderful Jesus. And it's usually around these city gates that men gather to talk and chat with each other. So it's not hard to imagine that Bartimaeus heard all this news about who Jesus was.
所以我们能够联想到, 巴底迈是就是在这个城门里面听闻耶稣。
He was hearing about what Jesus has done with his miracles and all his healings.
他会听到耶稣所行一切的神迹和医治。
He hears about all the teaching that Jesus is claiming to be the next, the, claiming to be the Messiah.
亦都听到耶稣宣称自己
You know, he's been there for years begging for alms. So he hears that Jesus can heal the blind and make the lame to walk again. And he's wondering, maybe Jesus can do that for me. You know, the stirring of his heart. It gives him a glimmer of hope. That who is this Jesus? Is he really God, the Messiah that's come? Is he the one that really can deliver us? Can he deliver me out of my helplessness?
You know,
Jesus has helped others. Perhaps he can help me. You know, that glimmer of hope gets brighter as he hears that Jesus is going through Jericho. And he must have been there for months listening to people talk about Jesus. So when that hope grows, when Jesus is there, he hears Jesus and all the excitement that is following him. And he calls out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
You know,
nothing deters him. You know, even though the people are telling him to be silent, be quiet, you know, they rebuke him. But they cries louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Now it's very easy for Jesus just to keep walking. But Jesus stops and answers this call. This brings us to our second point. That Jesus is the loving servant Messiah. You know, sometimes we wonder, why does Mark highlight this miracle at this time? Why does he talk about this blind beggar after what happened last week? There's a lot of events that happened in Jesus' journey that he did not highlight. A lot has happened between the Jesus talking to disciples and now. We know that because of the book of John. John highlights a lot of the things that Jesus did in Perea. But what Mark wants to do is highlight what happened in the last verses.
但是在这里马可要强调的就是之前那几节。
The last section where we talked about last week's sermon about pride and humility.
在上个星期我们讲到上面那一段就是讲到骄傲和谦卑。
Where Jesus predicted his death again the third time.
讲到耶稣第三次的预言他的死。
But the disciples didn't understand.
我们门徒不明白。
You know, instead of acting in humility, they act out in pride.
他们没有谦卑的去回应，反而他们是用骄傲的去回应。
In that pride, the disciples fight for glory and for status.
在他们的骄傲里面，这些门徒就去争他们的地位，
you know, particularly,
他们的荣耀。
You remember James and John.
你记不记得雅各和约翰？
You know, they asked to sit at the right hand, the right and left hand of Jesus in glory.
他们要求当耶稣得荣耀的时候，坐在耶稣的左边和右边。
And Jesus goes on to teach them the lesson of humility.
耶稣就要教他们一课谦卑的功课。
Of serving one another.
要彼此的服侍。
He gives us those famous verses in verse 45.
在第45节，他就给了我们这个很多人都熟悉的。
Where it says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
Mark's highlighting that to us here.
马可就在这里强调着。
That even Jesus in his determination to get to Jerusalem.
就算耶稣已经决心的要去到耶路撒冷。
He has a heart of servant.
但是他有一个奴仆之心。
That he would take initiative to attend to this blind man.
他就会主动的去照顾这个瞎子。
That he would not ignore the call of the helpless.
他不会不理会这个无助人的呼喊。
Now think about it. Jesus knows that he's going to Jerusalem to die on that cross.
你试想耶稣知道他进入耶路撒冷的时候，他就要在十字架上面受死。
You know, his own heart must have been very heavy with sorrow.
他自己的心情一定是沉重的，是有忧伤的。
He's a man.
因为他是一个人。
And everything that happens to us, it affects our emotion.
在我们身上所发生的事情必然影响我们的心情。
You know, just like Mabel and I, what we've been going through in the last week, it affects our emotion.
就好像 Mabel 和我在过去一个星期我们所经历的会影响我们的心情。
Everything affects us because of sorrow.
因为哀伤会影响我们。
Of looking toward, of what has happened in life.
生命所发生的事情会影响我们。
And we need time for God's grace to work in our hearts.
我们需要神的恩典在这一段时间里面，去在我们心里面来到运用。
I was hoping actually to find a person to preach here today.
其实今天我很想有人代我讲到的。
It didn't happen.
但是都没发生。
And miracle, the way that happens, actually Bing should be translating today.
那又奇怪，今天应该有Bing翻译的。
But she can't speak.
但是她就失了声。
And here we are, both of us.
今天我们两个又站在这里。
But it's God's grace.
但是这个都是神的恩典。
That gives us grace. It gives us comfort.
因为神的恩典去安慰我们。
And gives us strength.
也都给我们有力量。
To be able to do the things that God has called us to do.
让我们能够做神呼召我们要做的事情。
So as Jesus' heart was heavy as well.
当耶稣同样有一个沉重的心情。
God gives him that heart of service.
但是神亦都俾佢呢个奴仆之心。
And we look not at himself.
佢哋耶稣睇嘅唔系自己。
But look and see the needs of others around him.
但系佢睇到嘅就系佢周围嘅人嘅需要。
And this is the loving Messiah that takes time to serve this poor blind man.
就系呢个慈爱嘅尼赛亚，佢攞时间出嚟去扶持这个贫乏的瞎眼的人。
Jesus stops.
耶稣停下来。
And I can imagine why, you know, what happens when Jesus stops.
你知不知道什么事情会发生啊？当耶稣停下来。
All the pity patter and everybody following him, everybody just stops.
所有跟随他的人都什么？停下来。
And it must become quiet.
当然静晒。
Jesus is about to say something.
耶稣当然要讲嘢。
And Jesus says,
耶稣讲
什么？ Ask the man to come over.
耶稣说将那个人带过来
了。Ask that man to come over.
叫那个人过来。
And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you?
耶稣问了一个问题。 你要我为你作什么？
And the blind man says, Rabbi, let me recover my sight.
这个瞎子就说，拉波尼，即是夫子的意思，我要能看见。
Now, notice that this question that Jesus asked him,
留心耶稣问那条问题。
It's the same exact question he asked James and John in verse 36.
是正正在36节耶稣问雅各和约翰的一条问题。
Right? Same question. What can I do for you?
是正正同样的问题。
What do you want?
你要我为你做什么？
But notice the marked contrast of his response.
但是你看看这个瞎子的回应是几么不同。
You know, instead of James and John, where they're in their pride, they're asking for glory.
约翰和雅各在他们的骄傲里面，他们求荣耀。
But the beggar responds in reverent humility.
但是这个瞎子是凭着一个敬畏谦卑的心去求医治。他说，拉比啊，
Let me recover my sight.
让我能看见。
You know, this use of rabbi here is significant.
这里说夫子或者拉波尼的意思是很重要的。
It doesn't just mean any regular teacher.
不是只是说老师那么简单。
But the use of rabbi acknowledges his use of seeing who Jesus is. He calls him Master and Lord.
在这里的意思就是去表达了这个瞎子知道耶稣是哪一位，耶稣就是他的主宰。
He's saying, Master, my Lord, allow me to see again.
他在这里是呼喊我的主啊，求你帮我能够看见。
You know, Bartimaeus comes to Jesus in complete humility and utter weakness.
巴底迈来到耶稣的面前，是全然的知道自己的软弱和谦卑。
He knows there's nothing that he can do.
他知道他自己不能够做任何的事。
But he's totally dependent upon the grace of Jesus.
但是完全依靠神的恩典。
It's only his mercy that can help him.
是唯有他的怜悯才能够帮到他。
Now this is true faith.
这个就是真正的信心。
It's trusting in Christ when we are helpless.
就是当我们无助的时候，我们完全的去信靠耶稣。
And the blind man has a clearer vision of who Jesus is.
而这个瞎子有个很清楚的看到耶稣是谁。
Then all the disciples' eyes put together.
他清楚过去所有门徒的眼睛能够看得到。
My Lord, my Master.
他说我的主宰。
I humbly ask that you will allow me to see again.
我谦卑的恳求你让我再一次能够看见。
Jesus' wonderful answer, and he says to them,
耶稣奇妙的回应怎样答
复？ Go your way, your faith has made you well.
他说你的信已经救了你了，你去吧。
You know, immediately he recovers his sight.
立刻他就能够看见。
Just by the power of Jesus' word.
就是凭着耶稣说话的大能。
You know, he doesn't run away and goes runs to his family.
他没说走了去他的家人那里。
But he becomes the follower of Jesus all along the way.
但是他一路的是成为耶稣的跟随者。
Maybe that's why Mark named him Bartimaeus.
又或他就是这样的意思，马可称他为巴底迈。
Because he becomes one of God's people in his kingdom.
因为他成为神国度的一份子。
You know, that must have been a wonderful scene.
这个一定是一幅美丽的图画。
As we see Jesus, the servant of all.
当我们看到耶稣是众人的奴仆。
He calls this man out of darkness.
他将这个人从黑暗里面照出来。
Into a light of a new world and a glorious day.
进入一个光明的世界，一个荣耀的一天。
You know, it takes us to point three.
带到我们去第三点。
We are actually blind beggars, all of us.
其实我们每一个人都是一个瞎眼的瞎子。
We've been a blind beggar. We're either one now or we were one before.
或许我们现在都是一个瞎眼的瞎子，或许以前我们是一个。
You know, this is Jesus' last miracle before the miracle of the cross.
这个就是在耶稣在十字架这个神迹之前的最后一个神迹。
And this miracle actually illustrates the gospel in action.
其实这个神迹就是让我们看到 福音嘅神迹实在嘅行出。
It fulfills that prophecy in Joel 2:32.
就系成就咗约珥书第二章第三十二节。
Where it says, "It shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
到了那时，凡求告耶和华名的，就必得救。
God will save all those who call upon His name.
凡求告神嘅人必得救。
And today, my question to you.
今日我对你嘅一条问题。
Have your eyes been opened?
你个眼睛有冇被打开咧
？Do you see Jesus clearly?
你有冇清楚嘅看见耶稣咧
？Have you really received Him humbly as your Lord and as your Savior?
你有冇谦卑嘅接受佢成为你嘅救主？
Because we've all been stricken with blindness like Bartimaeus.
Because
we're all blind like this beggar. Our blindness is a deep spiritual blindness. It's a spiritual blindness that condemns us to a world of darkness of sin. And in that spiritual blindness, we live a life of poverty without hope. There's poverty of purpose.
就算在目标里面我们都是贫乏的。
Because we won't have the right motive and purpose of living life.
因为在我们生活里面我们没有一个正确的方向我们没有一个正确的推动力。
Because we live with a broken relationship with God.
因为我们活的是一个跟神破碎的关系。
We are destined for judgment.
而我们必然要面对的就是审判。
And in reality,
但是事实上,
that spiritual blindness
这个属灵的黑眼,
is much harder to heal than this physical blindness of Bartimaeus.
是比医治肉体巴底买这个的黑眼更加难。
So in our, the midst of our spiritual blindness,
在我们属灵的黑眼当中,
we have the grace of hearing the call of Jesus.
我们就有这个恩典我们听到耶稣的呼召。
Jesus calls you to come.
耶稣就是呼召你来。
I am the Messiah, the Son of God.
我就是尼赛亚神的儿子。
I am the one that will come to restore everything.
我就是来这里要回复一切。
I have come to bring you healing.
我是来到这里要将医治赐过给你。
Jesus says, I and I alone have that power to open your eyes to see.
耶稣就是说我唯独我有这个能力打开你的眼睛让你看见。
To give you spiritual eyes to see my kingdom, my grace.
让你有个属灵的眼睛看到我的角度。
Because I have come and given my life as a ransom for you.
因为我来到已经舍命成为你的赎价。
Jesus says, come and receive my gift of grace.
耶稣说你来去接受我的恩典。
Receive the forgiveness of your sins.
去接受罪得赦免。
Because I come to pay the price for them.
因为我来到是要救赎他们。
I know your needs more clearly than you ever can.
我知道你的需要比你自己更清楚。
Because I have come to restore your spiritual eyes.
因为我来到要回复你属灵的眼睛。
For you to see life as it was meant to be.
让你看到生命根本的原意。
I've come to take you out of this darkness of sin and its bondage.
我就要在这里将你从罪的黑暗和捆锁里面救出来。
I will come and be the light upon your path.
我要来到成为你路上之光。
And give you a purpose of life.
让你在生命里面有一个目的。
And I will give you an eternal home.
我也都要将一个永恒的家赐过给你。
And most of all, I will restore your standing. You will have a restored relationship with the Father.
最要紧的，我要回复你同天父的关系。
And I will call you by name.
我也都要用你的名字去叫你来。
No longer will you be enemies, my enemies.
你再不是我的敌人。
But God says, Jesus says, you will become children of God.
但是耶稣说你要成为神的儿女。
I will make you sons of God.
我要使你成为神的儿女。
Heirs to an eternal kingdom. No longer will you live this life of beggarhood. Meaninglessness. I will give you purpose. Give you hope in life. And I will fill you with the joy of my salvation. And you will live in my wonderful kingdom. How do you respond to an invitation like that? Will you respond in humility? Will you cry out like Bartimaeus? Son of God, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙啊, 求你怜悯我。
Restore my spiritual eyes to see you.
回复我属灵的眼睛,
in Psalms 51,
在诗篇的51节,
Jesus says he will never despise a humble and contrite heart.
耶稣说他不会拒绝一个懊悔的心。
When you come before him,
当你来到他的面前,
call his name,
你要呼求他的名字,
humbly ask for his grace.
谦卑地去求他的恩典,
he'll always answer you.
他必然地去回应,
come to him.
去到他那里。
You know, for those who have actually been healed of their blindness, who are Christians,
如果你已经是基督徒了, 你已经得到属灵眼睛的医治了,
you've had the blessing for years of life having your eyes, spiritual eyes opened. God has opened your heart to understand that the Spirit lives in you. That you've lived a life that is free from the bondage of sin and pride. God has given you that new heart. He's bearing those spiritual fruits of love and humility in your heart. The question to you is, have you kept your eyes focused on Christ? Are your spiritual eyes kept on Christ? That means you walk daily with your Savior, living life with him and for him. You know, as we said before during the communion, we're called to be the light of the world. To be his ambassadors in our lives in everything that we do. Your whole life is a ministry for God. Do you see your life blossoming? Growing in humility and love. Growing in a desire to live and glorify God in every aspect of your life. That he is your strength. He is your purpose for breathing. He is the hope through every struggle that you're going through. And he is the one you cling to. In the midst of all the things that you struggle through. There's no such thing as depression for a Christian. Or shouldn't be. Because it's God's Spirit that will always lift you back up. Sometimes our vision of Christ becomes clouded. But it's God's grace that will never let us go. And we see testimonies of that in our lives here. If your spiritual life is slow and stagnant, there's a very simple solution.
有一个好简单嘅方法去解决。
It needs watering.
佢需要咩啊？
You know, when you see these,
水去灌溉。
When you see these dead yellow plants,
如果你见到有啲花黄黄地啦，死死地啦。
When you see the people that are falling asleep,
或者你见到啲人瞓紧觉啦。
They're spiritually at a low.
或者佢哋属灵而家喺一个低潮。
Spiritually dying.
属灵系迈向死亡。
And just like those plants, they need water.
就系好似呢啲嘅植物一样，佢哋需要嘅系水分。
And our water.
咁我哋嘅水分呢
？Is the well of God's word.
就系神话语呢一个嘅井。
His word is the living water.
因为神嘅话语就系呢个活水。
And it's the living water that needs to fill our hearts.
我哋嘅心就系需要呢个嘅活水去充满。
Because it's the living water that the Spirit uses.
因为圣灵就系用呢个活水。
To, for, the, for us to blossom that flower of fruits of the Spirit. So we must fill ourselves with God's Word. To live each and every day before Him. We have to pray for God's Spirit to work in our hearts every day.
就算是这一刻求神的圣灵在我们心里面来到工作。
For it's only His Spirit
唯独祂的灵
that can truly blossom those flowers of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
能够使我们开花结出属灵的果子。
Now how much we try on our own strength.
无论我们凭着自己的力量怎去尝试。
You know, I try to make that Christmas cactus flower every year.
我每一年都是想帮这一棵圣诞 的花。
You know, every year I have this dry cactus that never flowers.
我每年都有这个圣诞的仙人掌就干到不干。
Yeah, but one year it actually blossomed with lots of flowers.
其实有一年开了很多花的。
It's nothing that I did.
但其实不是我做了什么。
Yeah, maybe I just remembered to water it more.
就是或者我记得要淋水咯。
We need to water our souls with God's word.
我哋要用神嘅话语去灌溉我哋嘅灵。
It's His living water that He's given to us.
因为系佢所赐俾我哋嘅活水。
Let us not take it for granted.
我哋唔好觉得呢啲系理想当然。我哋要饮啊。
That is what will help us to grow.
就系咁样，我哋先至能够成长。
Let us pray.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我哋为咗你嘅恩典献上感谢。
For truly it is your grace that, Lord, saves us.
因为系你嘅恩典嚟到拯救我哋。
Lord, help us to realize that sin and pride.
让我哋知道我哋嘅罪，我哋嘅骄傲。
Are really at the roots of our sinful nature.
就系我哋罪嘅根源。
And even as Christians.
就算我哋做基督徒嘅。
We need to pull out these roots of sin in our lives.
You
know, we must realize that they're there. There are many aspects of our lives you are still making holy. Father, help us to realize that you are the gardener at work in our hearts.
主，让我们知道你就是这个
You're the gardener.
主啊，系你去塑造我哋。
That is at work in our hearts.
喺我哋生命里边嚟到动工。
That you are the one pulling out the weeds.
就系你将呢啲野草除出嚟。
The weeds of sin, of selfishness and pride.
就系我哋呢啲罪，呢啲罪嘅野草，我哋骄傲嘅野草，我哋自私嘅野草。
Allowing the sunshine to shine on these roots of humility.
是你让太阳光能够照到这些谦卑的根
Love, joy,
有喜乐
and peace.
有仁爱有平安
Father, I pray that as you are cultivating our lives and our hearts
当你去喂养我们的心我们的生命
Father, help us to work with you
天父帮助我们让你来到在我生命里面工作
Help us to come alongside and pull out those roots of sin
帮助我们一起的将这些罪的根源来到拔起
so that we can have a life that bears fruit, wonderful fruit for you. Father, fill us with your living water. So that we will, Lord, grow. Grow in spirit and faith. For as Christians, we cannot live without water. That water of your word. Otherwise, we become parched land. Father, help us not to dry out like the desert sand. But we know that you won't let us. And that is a wonderful promise that you've given to us. Father, work in us. Move us. Sift us. Grow us. For we know that growing is never painless. That in the many storms that we face in life, there's a purpose for them. That in a way you're sifting out our pride.
就是这样, 你要将我们的骄傲筛出来,
pulling those roots of self-assurance and self-trust.
就是要将我们的自信, 我们自靠这件事来筛出来,
so that there's no one we rely on but you.
以致我们不可以靠任何的东西,
Father, help us to walk humbly before you.
天父帮我们的谦卑的与你同行,
open my eyes that I may see your grace in my life.
求你打开我的眼睛，让我在我的生命里边睇到你的恩典。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.